It's 8:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A prominent anti-violence activist was found guilty of murder Monday. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Prosecutors said that Lumumba Sayers Sr. left a peace rally in 2024, drove to a family water park in Commerce City, and shot Malcolm Watson to death. Prosecutors said that Sayers believed Watson was responsible for his son's murder a year earlier. Jurors found Sayers guilty of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Sayers founded an anti-violence, anti-gang nonprofit in Denver, and he was paid hundreds of thousands in tax dollars to work with at-risk youth. A CPR News investigation found that Sayers attempted to seal his prior criminal record to obtain government grants. His sentencing is scheduled for July. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A bill to overhaul how the state handles job training is making its way through the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
By 2032, three-quarters of Colorado job openings will require post-secondary credentials. But right now, those training programs are scattered across seven different state agencies. Speaker Julie McCluskey says her bill is the first step in fixing that. It would consolidate more than 100 disparate programs into a single one-stop shop for workers and students. The bill would create a new transition committee to handle logistics. The bill is now in the Senate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A moose hanging out in a neighborhood in northern Colorado Springs was safely relocated west of the city Friday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says officers immobilized the roughly 700-pound moose, and then they carried her into a trailer and woke her up before transferring her to another location. CPW says the moose was about 2.5 years old. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A rainy Tuesday, highs around 60s. It's 8:06.